I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He plays very similar to how we did when we came to Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. You know, that kind of guy. You know, they can move around. They're very big. They're fast. They're mobile. So you got to prepare those guys the same way you did. You got to treat those guys very similar. Very similar styles. Very similar styles of play. And both very good, in my opinion.
There you go. That's Raheem Morris. Very complimentary of Drake May to Josh Allen.
He don't slide.
No.
Yeah, he
no,
don't
and
slide.
Physically similar size
yeah,
and all
he don't
that.
Slide.
Josh a little further along, but yeah. I mean that's a fair comparison. Probably the best we've seen the Falcons defense look in 5 years was how they played against Josh Allen that Monday night.
Yeah, I mean no, Drake's a hell of a basketball player. I was reading obviously 15-3 right now as far as touchdown and interception. So I mean he's taking care
pretty
of the football.
Good.
And I think, you know, he's just going to be – I think he's going to be one of the best in the league, Andy, the way it looks right now. And plus, he has Josh McDaniels with him, which is going to help also.
I know Good head coach.
Who they're going to continue to evolve this offense around and get him some more playmakers and things like that. But, I think, you know, his biggest thing is that you can't let him get those Josh Allen big plays with his legs. The boy, he can spin it now. Don't get me wrong. He can spin it, but he can take off and run and hurt you with that. He's averaging, I just had pulled up, but I mean, when you look at his, he almost averaged 9 yards a carry. And so he can hurt you with his legs as well as his arms. But I think, you know, when you look at where the Falcons are, they have got to stop the run. They have got to stop the run. And any quarterback, I mean, at his maturity level, when you get him in third and seven and plus, you're at an advantage right there. But if you're letting them win on first down like they have the last 2 weeks, let them win on first down, then you're going to be up against it because you're going to give them opportunity or him the opportunity to still be able to use his legs, his athleticism, roll out, and just keep the ball. So you got to get ahead of the sticks if you're the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, look, the quarterback that starts for the other team is obviously always going to be a big conversation leading into the game. We've seen them have their best performance of the year against the best quarterback they've played.
Yes.
And some of their worst performances of the year against guys that we expected them to play well against.
Right.
Right? So it matters, but it also doesn't, right? Like they've got to go out there and actually play defense and play to the level that we've seen them do it a little bit here and there in order to affect the guy. And yeah, you're right. Like if Drake May has Travion Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson going for 5 yards to carry at his disposal and the weapons that they have to throw the ball, then you're going to be in big trouble. And I mean, that's the one thing that is still kind of, it baffles more the further away we get from it. For whatever reason, Buffalo got that going to start the second half and then stopped doing it.
Yep.
And James Cook was running great. And then they were like, we'll just put it in Josh's hands, even though the Falcons seem to be doing a really good job. Now, it's never a bad idea to put it in Josh Allen's hands, but you know what I mean?
I mean, you got the MVP.
And then you've seen the 49ers and the Dolphins the last couple of weeks be like, well, now what they were doing on that drive when they handed the ball off and ran it right at the middle of that defense seemed to really be a good idea. So you know what New England's going to do?
Yeah, man. They're going to run the football. They're going to try to get those two backs, and this is going to, you know, try to go back and look at the film that happened in the last couple of weeks against this football team. And if I'm Josh McDaniels, I'm going to run the football. I know Mike V is in there telling him, hey, Josh, make sure we got – when he sits down, probably sat down with Josh yesterday or whatever, it's like, what's the game plan? What you looking at? Yeah, Coach, I think we could beat these guys by running between the tackles.
So what they did against Cleveland, too. I know Drake threw three touchdowns, but they ran the ball 35 times for 177 yards. They only threw it 24 times.
Exactly.
So
that's what they want to do.
Good recipe for a young quarterback.
If you could find a way to get that –
hey, we have a young quarterback.
Yeah. Why don't y'all do that? Because when you do that, it usually wins.
Yeah. In fact, 3-0 in games where they run the ball 30-plus times.
Yeah, so, I mean, now it's –
what's the record in games where they don't run the ball 30-plus times?
But the thing
times?
About it, hold on, it's not even about being committed to it. It's not about. It's about being able to possess the ball so you can do it.
For sure. Yeah. They didn't – if they ran the ball 30 times last week, they would only pass the ball 5 times.
Yeah.
Because they only – I mean, they only ran 40 – slightly more than 40 plays.
Right.
Because they only got – 2 first downs.
Exactly.
First down. They didn't have the ball.
So you got to possess the ball to get those 30 runs.
But you got to run the ball to possess the ball.
Exactly.
You got to run the ball effectively.
But you got to win on first down.
Right.
You got to win on first down.
You got to run the ball effectively on first
down. Yes, yeah, you got to be in a situation where you're in third and manageable.
It's a chicken and an egg thing, but not really. It's not.
That's like the second time this week you just said chicken and egg thing.
Yeah, because it's not a chicken and the egg
thing.
Okay. Did I say that earlier?
Yeah, you did. You said it earlier this week.
Well, it's like, does the run game work because – or does the offense work because the run game's going? Or does the run game work because the offense is going? But it's not a chicken and the egg thing. The offense works when the run game is going.
Correct.
Period.
As they've shown us, yes.
Because with the chicken and the egg, it's like, which one came first, right? Yeah, would you know?
Yeah. Hand the ball to the guy.
Yeah, just give it to Bijan.
Yes.
That's the chicken. Give him the egg. I don't know.
And he got to hang on to the damn ball, too.
Yeah, don't fumble it. Yeah, that's part of it, definitely, for sure. All right, so this is a little bit off the beaten path. Let me mention a couple of other things first, and then we'll get to this. Because you weren't here last week when all the gambling craziness happened. The Hawks are playing the Nets tonight. Got to win that one. The Nets genuinely are one of the worst teams in the NBA, so got to win that one. Trey playing against his old AAU buddy, Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, man.
The most quotable man in the NBA. World Series is tied at 2 after the Blue Jays win last night, and Kennesaw State.
Way to go, Kennesaw State.
Stays undefeated in Conference USA. It's 6-2.
Way to go, Coach Mac.
Beats my UTEP Miners last night.
I know,
night,
dude. Yeah, I know you got a soft spot for those guys.
Love UTEP.
Those Miners.
Here's Pat Narduzzi. Still the head coach at Pitt, which he always should be.
Yes.
Talking about allowing college athletes to gamble.
I just don't understand it. You know, I'm not addicted to anything. I just don't think it's a great thing to teach our young people how to do. You know, it's hard enough in the compliance office of trying to get your guys not to gamble. You can gamble on a boxing match. You can gamble, you know, on horse races because it's not an NCAA sport. But who's gambling on horse races, really? I mean, unless you go to the, you know, the horse track. But now, we're, you know, just, you know, it's a thing on your phone and you can pick it up and you can get on an app. And it's like, what are we doing? Like, and once you do it once and you win, you want to go do it again. It becomes an addiction. I just think it's not good.
I was in the car is early because I had to run and do something for get something at the store, and I heard the morning shift when Allie Mack mentioned this, and so I was like, and the first thing I said was how he led that quote right there. That does not sound like a good idea.
Doesn't seem like a good idea.
When she said it, I said in my head, that does not sound like a
for
good
people
idea.
That don't know, last week the NCAA passed rules essentially saying that college athletes are allowed to gamble on non-college football related things while they're playing, which you know, okay.
You don't think that's going to...
It's not great timing that it happened the same week that an active NBA head coach got arrested by the FBI for a gambling investigation, and an active NBA player who's made over $100 million in his career got arrested for gambling. It's just kind of the furthering of this really softening stance that we've taken as a culture towards a thing that used to be viewed as the worst thing out there.
Correct.
Like, sports and gambling were the most toxic duo that existed for our whole lives.
Yep.
And then in the last 10 years, it's been like, yeah, maybe it's pretty great.
Because you know
I know why. Of course I know why.
Yeah, because they are.
Of course I know why.
Because they're gambling in our sport. We're not getting none of that.
Yeah, right.
You know what?
They finally convinced them that if you got a piece of it, then
let's give us some of that money. Yeah. You give us some, and then we'll whatever like that. And we'll ingratiate it because it's ingratiating the game.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
It was too much money. To pass up.
Yeah, man. And I think you know the scary thing about it, especially if you're talking about grown men, Chauncey Billups, and the thing with Chauncey, whenever you hear mafia, I'm not a big gambler. I've always admit that. Have I ever been to one of these games they're talking about? I have. I've been to these games that they talk about, and anyways. But when you're talking about,
I would love to hear more about that.
No.
All right.
But when you're talking about,
let's stay clear of the FBI.
When you're talking about these young people who are so influential, it's easy. Just like Coach Narduzzi was saying, they went a little bit here. Let me put a little bit more on there.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a college basketball game on my campus today. I know you can't gamble on it, but I can get this guy.
I can tell a guy. Oh, we were in class this morning, and the starting point guard had a boot on.
Yeah, like these are these. This is it's a dangerous thing.
But it's stupid.
It's a stupid idea. And I know Sank's way against it.
Yeah,
way against it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that like. And I know you're not going to be able to stop everybody from doing it just by telling them not to.
Yes.
NBA players are told explicitly what not to do.
And that's the thing about it. Like, if you don't do it, and now you got to hear, now all last week, all this, all after that happened, all this damn week, you got to go with all these damn compliance meetings. You got all these new damn papers on the damn wall talking about the gambling policies and all this other crap now. Yeah. Because these damn fools, I got another damn meeting.
I bet there were so many meetings over the last week for NBA players.
There's nowhere there wasn't. Because anytime something like this happens, it's a whole other thing. Okay, we got to remind these grown-ass men that they're not allowed to do this stupid stuff like that, man. And it's and I understand the competitive balance and all that, the competitive advantages of being an athlete. But my thing, and I always say this, like, how much more money can you make than what you're making by doing that?
Certainly not more if you're Terry Rozier.
And that's when it goes back to athletes compete about everything. It's the competition part about it, man. And I'm just like, watching cats gamble on airplanes, we're talking about college kids, watching the NFL, the cats from Georgia that went to the NFL that would come back to Georgia and hang out with us and everything. And then these dudes are paid. And these fools got their little Pell Grant check gambling with these dudes. Like, what the hell is wrong with y'all?
Are you crazy?
What the hell is wrong with you?
That guy just signed a $30 million contract.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only part I'll get, man. Like Grandma said, all money ain't good money, man.
Amen.
All good money.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah, man.
When we talked about, we know why they're doing it, leagues, and why the shift has gone from, no, don't gamble ever. We're not going to have teams in Vegas. No one should gamble. Yeah. We're not taking any of that money. To now it's like, this update is brought to you by Bet blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, man.
We're going to have our gambling expert to break down this football game. Who's the quarterback? Doesn't matter. Line's 4.5. We're going to talk about the trends of the – yeah, we know why.
Yeah, man. It's unbelievable. Hey, guys, each and every Wednesday night, tonight, join Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles, low prices, low savings. That's Prep Sports Nation. What I got, Day-Day, and make sure it's tonight here on 92.9 The Game.
Let's get a break.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if this is one or not where I'm going to be telling you about Prize Picks. It'd be kind of funny if it was coming out of that conversation. But at some point I will. Promo code 99. Hey, Dave Archer is going to join us next. We'll get his take on what happened with the Falcons on Sunday and what they can do to fix it playing the Patriots on the road this weekend as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.